Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures, and to day 34 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis. Today is February 3, and we commemorate St. Simeon the God Receiver and St. Anna the Prophetess. These are the two elders that met Jesus at the temple 40 days after his birth that we celebrated yesterday, 40 days after Christmas. We will read about that practice in Leviticus chapter 12, which is actually just 2 days away. But today, we will continue with the rules concerning offerings. Let's begin. Leviticus chapter 5 through chapter 7, verse 10. Now if a soul should sin in hearing the utterance of an oath, and is a witness, whether he saw or knew of the matter, if he does not tell it, he shall bear his guilt. Or if a soul should touch any unclean thing, whether it is the carcass of an unclean animal, or one torn by a wild animal, or the unclean carcasses of creeping things, or the unclean carcasses of cattle, or should touch human uncleanness, even by any uncleanness which by touching it he is defiled, and he is unaware of it, but afterwards becomes aware, he shall bear his guilt. Or if a soul should swear, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips to do evil or good, whatever a man may pronounce by an oath, and it should escape his notice, and thus he should sin in one of these things, then he shall confess his sin in that thing, and he shall bring for his trespass against the Lord, and for his guilt, a female from the sheep, a lamb or a kid of the goats as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning the sin he committed, and it shall be remitted him. But if he should be unable to afford a sheep, he shall bring for the sin he committed 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons to the Lord. One is a sin offering, and the other is a whole burnt offering. He shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer the first one as a sin offering. Then he shall wring off its head from its neck, but shall not divide it. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar. But the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. He shall then make the second one a whole burnt offering, according to the prescribed manner. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf for the sin he committed, and it shall be remitted him. Now if he should be unable to afford a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, he shall bring for his sin a gift, 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour as a sin offering. He shall put no oil on it, nor shall he put frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. Then he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful as a memorial portion and put it on the altar of whole burnt offerings to the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for him, for the sin he committed in any of these matters, and it shall be remitted him. The rest shall be the priest's as a grain offering. Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Now if a soul should be oblivious and sin involuntarily in regard to the holy things of the Lord, he shall bring to the Lord for his trespass in which he transgressed a ram without blemish from the sheep, with your valuation in shekels of silver according to the shekel of the holy place. Thus he shall make restitution wherein he sinned in regard to the holy things, and he shall add 1/5 to give to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be remitted him. Now if a soul should sin and do anything against the Lord's commandments, though he may not know it, nevertheless he trespassed and shall bear his guilt. So he shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the sheep for a trespass offering, with your valuation of silver. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his ignorance in which he erred but did not know it, and it shall be remitted him. It is a trespass offering. He has certainly trespassed against the Lord. Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Now if a soul should sin and actually disregard the Lord's commandments by lying to his neighbor about a deposit entrusted to him for safekeeping, or about a joint ownership, or about a robbery, or if he wronged his neighbor in something, or if he found what was lost, and should lie about it and swear falsely, in any one of these things a man may do when he sins, then it shall be, whenever he should trespass and is guilty, he shall restore what he stole, or the thing he extorted, or what was delivered to him for safekeeping, or the lost thing he found, or everything about which he swore falsely, he shall restore its full value, add 1/5 more to it, and give it to whomever it belongs on the day his trespass is brought to light. Then he shall bring to the priest his trespass offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the sheep, with your valuation. So the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord, and it shall be remitted him for any of these things he did wherein he trespassed. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, Now this is the law of the whole burnt offering. The whole burnt offering shall be on the hearth upon the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. Then the priest shall put the linen trousers on his body, then he shall put on his linen garment, and take up the ashes of the whole burnt offering, which the fire consumed on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. He shall then take off his linen garment, put on another one, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. So the fire in the altar shall be burning, it shall not be put out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and put the whole burnt offering on it, and he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offering. A fire shall always be burning on the altar, it shall never go out. Now this is the law of the grain offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it in front of the altar before the Lord. He shall take from it his handful of the fine flour of the grain offering, with its oil and frankincense, which is on the grain offering, and offer it on the altar of burnt offering for a sweet aroma, a memorial to the Lord. Then Aaron and his sons shall eat what is left. It shall be eaten in a holy place in the court of the tabernacle of testimony. It shall not be baked with leaven. I gave it to them as their portion of the Lord's burnt offerings. It is most holy, like the sin offering and the trespass offering. All the males of the priests shall eat it. It shall be an ordinance forever in your generations concerning the Lord's burnt offerings. Everyone who touches them shall be sanctified. Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, This is the gift of Aaron and his sons, which they shall offer to the Lord on the day you anoint him, 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour as a daily grain offering, half of it in the morning and half in the evening. It shall be made in a frying pan with oil. When it is mixed, you shall bring it in. The baked pieces of the grain offering you shall offer for a sweet aroma to the Lord. The anointed priest who takes his place from among his sons shall make it. It is an ordinance forever. It shall be wholly consumed. For every grain offering of a priest shall be wholly burned. It shall not be eaten. Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Now this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the whole burnt offering is killed, they shall kill the sin offering before the Lord. It is most holy. The priest who offers it shall eat it. In a holy place it shall be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of testimony. Everyone who touches its flesh shall be sanctified, and if some of its blood might have been sprinkled on any garment, you shall wash that on which it was sprinkled in a holy place. But the earthen vessel in which it is boiled shall be broken, and if it is boiled in a bronze pot, it shall be both scoured and rinsed in water. Every male among the priests shall eat it. It is most holy. But no sin offering whose blood may have been brought into the tabernacle of testimony to make atonement in the holy place shall be eaten. It shall be burned in the fire. Now this is the law of the trespass offering of the ram. It is most holy. In the place where they kill the whole burnt offering, they shall kill the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord, and its blood he shall pour all around the base of the altar. He shall then offer from it all its fat, the fat tail, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat above the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. Then the priest shall offer them on the altar of burnt offering to the Lord. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests may eat these things. It shall be eaten in a holy place. It is most holy. The trespass offering is like the sin offering. There is one law for them both. The priest who makes atonement with it shall have it. Now the priest who offers a man's whole burnt offering shall have for himself the skin of the whole burnt offering he offered. Also, every grain offering made in the oven, and all that is made on the grate or in a frying pan, shall be the priest's who offers it. Every grain offering, whether prepared with or without oil, shall belong to all the sons of Aaron, to one as much as the other. Psalm 33, verses 1 through 11. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall be praised in the Lord. Let the gentle hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my sojourning. Come to him and be enlightened, and your face shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him from all his afflictions. The angel of the Lord shall encamp around those who fear him, and he will deliver them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who hopes in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want for those who fear him. Rich men turned poor and went hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 32 through 36. Shall anyone bind fire to his bosom and his garments not burn? Or will anyone walk about on coals of fire and not burn his feet? Likewise is the one who goes in to a married woman. He shall not be guiltless, nor any who touch her. It is not surprising if anyone who steals is caught, for he steals that he may fill his hungry soul. But if he is caught, he will repay sevenfold, and by giving all his goods, he shall deliver himself. Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 22. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again he sent out other servants, saying, Tell those who are invited, See, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready, come to the wedding. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their weakness and said, Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. So they brought him a denarius, and he said to them, Whose image and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. He said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard these words, they marveled, and left him and went their way. There's a beautiful double meaning when Jesus speaks about giving to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. He asks the Pharisees whose image was on the coin, and they said Caesar's. So when we think about ourselves, whose image is imprinted on us? God's. Therefore, we ought to offer ourselves to God, since we are made in His image. And we should recognize that His image is in all people. The way we treat ourselves and others should reflect our belief that we are created in God's image and that we all belong to Him. May God bless you today and all your interactions with God's images around you. And we'll be back tomorrow as we continue our year-long walk through the Bible together. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.